to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a replay from 2004 when Singing and Other Sins was called Great Songs. My co-host for this program of Autumn Songs is Joan Canfield. Enjoy.
The carefree days of summer are gone. The poets who inspired these songs may also be dreading a long winter.
That's true.
But generally, there's a reflective, introspective quality to these songs of autumn.
Exactly that thought was on the mind of Charles Ives' wife when she wrote the poem which he set called Autumn. We'll follow that with September, also by Ives.
And in September, falcons, asters, birds, and sparrowhawks, decoy birds, the viewer, game in flocks, and hounds with bells, crossbows shooting out of sight, or blasts and javelins, all birds the best to fly, and each to each of you shall be lavished with gifts, and whoopery find no gainsaying, and if you meet with travellers going by, purses from your purses flow shall fill, and avarice be the only outcast thing.
Two songs by Ives with the autumn theme of this edition of Great Songs. First, William Sharp, baritone, and Stephen Blyer, piano, performed Autumn. Then you heard Susan Graham with Pierre Laurent et Maud in September, both songs of Charles Ives.
You know, Gary, on the mainland, fall used to give me a feeling of nostalgia and sadness as the natural world started turning towards winter. Armand Silvestre's poem that Fauré set speaks of autumn as a time of misty skies and heartbreaking horizons, of rapid sunsets and pale dawns. I watch your melancholy days flow past like a torrent. My thoughts, borne off on the wings of regret and tears, well up in my eyes, tears which my heart at 20 had already forgotten.
That's beautiful.
That was mezzo-soprano Nathalie Stutzmann in Autumn by Fauré. The pianist was Catherine Collard.
We can imagine the obvious change of season that fall brings with colors that signal the end of summer. The French poet Mallarmé wrote Soupir, or Sigh, based on such an impression, and Debussy set it as Mélodie. Note the following complex images that Mallarmé describes. My soul rises toward your brow, where there lies dreaming an autumn strewn with russet specks. Towards the blue of pale and pure October, which mirrors its infinite languor on stagnant water, where the tawny agony of leaves stirs in the wind and digs a cold furrow, and lets the yellow sun drag itself out in a long ray.
Mon âme vers ton front.
A rare live radio broadcast of Debussy's Sigh, sung by baritone Bernard Crisson with Jean-Charles Richard piano. A feeling of sadness and melancholy when reckoning the love as it existed in summer compared with the tawny agony of fall.
That was beautiful singing.
It really is.
Well, Gary, there are poets who welcome autumn.
No.
Bonville's poem inspired Hahn to write of the joy of the season. Welcome, russet autumn. Hurry in your rich apparel. Embrace the bright red hillside, decked and festooned in vines. Bacchus, fill the barrel. The happy harvester intones the sun-drunk songs. That was tenor Martin Hill with pianist Graham Johnson in a joyous autumn song by Rinaldo Hahn. We've heard English and French songs about fall. What German song do you have for us, Gary?
One of the most beautiful. From the four last songs of Richard Strauss, we'll hear September. Hermann Hesse's poem declares that the garden is mourning. The rain sinks coolly into the flowers. Summer shudders as it meets its end. Leaf upon leaf drops golden from the lofty acacia. Summer smiles, astonished and weak, as it remains standing by the roses, yearning for peace. Slowly it closes its weary eyes.
Thank you.
From the four last songs of Richard Strauss, we heard the very lush September, performed by Carita Matila, soprano with the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Claudio Abbado. Now that we've heard one German song about the fall, Joan, I'm sure you've found another appropriate lead.
There's plenty to choose from. I'd like to play the Brahms song based on Theodor Strom's Across the Meadow. This is certainly a song about loss set in the fall. Across the meadow my step resounds. Autumn has arrived. Spring is far away. Was there once then a time of bliss? Brewing mists surround me like ghosts. I wish I hadn't come here in May. Life and love, how they flew by.
Über die Heide hallet mein Schritt, dumpf aus der wandert es mit. Herbst ist gekommen, Frühling ist weit, gab es denn einmal selige Zeit? Graue Nebel geistern umher, schwarz ist das Kraut und der Himmel so leer. Schwarz ist das Kraut und der Himmel so leer.
One of the more nostalgic songs about autumn, this time by Brahms, with the dark bass voice of Kurt Moll, giving it a doubly tragic sound. The pianist was Cord Garbin.
Well, we can't credit or blame the Germans for this following thought, because it was originally a Chinese poem translated into German, but ineffably sad. From Mahler's Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, we'll hear The Solitary One in Autumn. Blue autumn mists undulate over the lake. Gone the sweet fragrance of flowers. My heart is weary. I weep in my solitude. The autumn in my heart has lasted too long. Sunshine of love, will you never beam again? Sit back for the next 10 minutes and drink in the autumnal mood that Mahler creates.
Thank you.
Christa Ludwig, mezzo-soprano, with the new Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Otto Klemperer in The Solitary One in Autumn from Mahler's Song of the Earth. Joan, though one may long for something a bit lighter, there's a distinct feeling of serenity in this melancholy.
Okay, then, let's keep that mood, Gary, with Elgar's Song of Autumn to the words of Adam Lindsay Gordon. Benjamin Luxon was the baritone and David Willison the pianist in Elgar's Autumn Song.
I have a harvest song, this one by Gerald Finzi to the words of Edmund Charles Blunden. A failed harvest, perhaps, but this seems to be symbolic for the natural life, where the abundance of every fruit and berry needs no tending. Thank you. Introspective seems to be the key word for this edition of Great Songs featuring Songs of Autumn. Just now we heard Finzi's Harvest, sung by Ian Partridge with Clifford Benson, the pianist.
Here's another song about autumn's harvest, as well as falling leaves, to the words of Friedrich Hebbel and music by Hans Pfitzner. As the fruit falls from the orchard trees, the poet says, "Don't disturb nature's feast, this is her harvest."
Herbsttag, wie ich keinen sah. Die Luft ist still, als atmete man kaum, und dennoch fallen raschend fern und nah die schönste Früchte ab von jedem Thank you.
On this edition of Great Songs, we're listening to songs about autumn. You just heard Pfitzner's Autumn Song, performed by Christophe Prégardien, with Michael Gaze, the pianist.
Joan, how can we even think of falling leaves without playing Schubert's Letzte Hoffnung, Lost Hope, which begins, here and there the leaves are falling. The piano traces the fall of the leaves.
An den Bäumen manches bunte Blatt zu sehen. Und ich bleibe vor den Bäumen oftmals in Gedanken stehen. Schaue nach dem einen Blatte, hänge meine Hoffnung dran. Spielt der Wind mit meinem Blatte, zittrig, was ich zittern kann. Ach, und fällt das Blatt zu Boden, fällt mit ihm die Hoffnung ab. Fall ich selber mit zu Boden,
Roman Trekel was that very expressive baritone with Ulrich Eisenlohr, the pianist, in Schubert's Last Hope, from his cycle called Winterreise, or Winter Journey. In this case, the last hope was resting on a final leaf which did fall.
Well, let's return to a more somber, peaceful mood, Gary, with a song by Roger Quilter. Thank you.
grapes are gathered from the hills. The wood is piled, the songbird gone. The breath of early evening cheers my love, my love. Sleep on, my love, my love.
The singer was baritone Jonathan Vera, with Malcolm Martineau, the collaborative pianist, in Roger Quilter's beautifully calm Autumn Evening.
I notice we have another autumn song by those same wonderful artists, Joan. This song by Peter Warlock called Autumn Twilight. Autumn Twilight, a perfect fall song. Jonathan Vera with Malcolm Martineau performing Warlock's beautiful song.
Now we have another autumn song by Schubert. This one, Peter Schreier will sing, accompanied by Graham Johnson, and it's called Erntelied, or Harvest Song, by Ludwig Christoph Hölty.
Sichel schallen, Ähren fallen, unter Sichel schall. Die Mädchen hören.
Tulpen, Zitern, blaue Blüten, Freud ist überall, Freud ist überall. Sichel klingen, Mädchen singen unter Sichelklang, bis vom Mond beschimmert, rings die Stoppel flimmert, tönt der Erntesang, tönt der Erntesang. Alles springet, alles singet, was nur lallen kann. Bei dem Erntemahle ist aus einer Schale Knecht und Bauersmann, Knecht und Bauersmann. Jeder scherzet, jeder herzet dann sein Liebelein. Nach gelehrten Kannen gehen sie von dannen, singen und doch ein, singen und doch ein.
Harvest Song by Schubert. You heard Peter Schreier and Graham Johnson.
Early in this program, we heard an autumn song by Reynaldo Hahn. We have one more. This is Chanson d'Automne, a song of autumn, but this is to poetry of Verlaine. Martin Hills, the tenor, Graham Johnson, the pianist. You've been listening to a replay of a 2004 Great Songs program with Joan Canfield, co-host. This is Singing and Other Sins, and I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.